I started walking in the Peak District when I was very young, and at that stage the leading authority in the Peak was a man called Ward, G.H.B. Ward, yeah. who was the founder of the Clarion Ramblers. And he was a hero of mine, and I used to go with the Clarion, not a lot, but I used to go as a young man with the Clarion, and we used to go out walking with him. That was my first introduction to the EDL Moors. And I would say that at that stage, this was in the 1940s, before it was a national park,
yeah.
in 1951, so that where nearly wherever you went in the Peak District in those days, you were trespassing, or certainly trespassing in Bleaclearn, Kinder, places like that, which made it all the more attractive.
Right.
So we used to trespass as much as we can. But the basic thing that we used to have to worry about was the guardians of the moors, which were the gamekeepers.
Yeah.
Because depending on their personalities, they were ordered to keep people off, and therefore if they caught you, they weren't averse to being, you know...
A bit rough.
So you didn't want that. So I used to go there as a teenager with one or two friends. I've been on there with the Clarion Ramblers and all sorts of things. And I can tell you about the personality of G.H.B. Ward, which is, he was a fascinating man.
Yeah.
He was very intelligent, of course, spoke many languages, had been involved in the Spanish Civil War to some degree, was related, I think, to Ward's the Bookshop in Sheffield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And lived at a place called Storth Lodge, S-T-O-R-T-H, which is right up on by the Pico there. It's a nice little house
yeah.
just overlooking the moor. And he was a man who was very strong. He died in his late 70s. He was a lecturer. He did a lot of lecturing and a very attractive personality. And in fact, in Derbyshire, as you probably know, they commemorated a piece of land to him called Ward's Piece.
Oh, yes.
Which is at the top of Lewes Hill. He used to dress like an Edwardian gentleman. That is to say, he used to wear tweeds, quite often what we used to call plus fours or plus twos, you know, like trousers.
Oh, okay,
Not waterproof or anything like that. They didn't wear modern gear like Kangles and Gore-Tex and that sort of thing. That was unheard of. What he used to wear normally in fine weather was an ordinary Norfolk jacket and trousers. He might have carried a small rucksack, more often than not they didn't. In winter, when it was cold, he wore a cap to protect his head, and he wore a very long mac.
Right.
Which also he used for carrying sandwiches in.
In the pockets?
Pockets. So that was basically what the men in those days, in the 1940s, when I was introduced to them, that's what we used to wear.